Meet the 2016 National Federation of the Blind Scholarship Class. There is a photo on the page, the caption, "The Scholarship Class of 2016, from left to right, back row, Corgan Waters, Catherine Webster, Matthew Miller, Katie Olson, Syed Rizvi, Samrawit Bayazin, Brennan Carmen, Laurie Ittori, Jana Wright, Conchita Hernandez." Middle row, Cassidy Wild, Garrett Mooney, Denise Admir Doak, Deanna Greco, Nathan Clark, Megan Borella, Donnie Posant, Sharon Jose, Precious Perez, Mary Noelle Chamberlain. Front row, Danielle Burton, Kennedy Stomberg, Chelsea Page, J.J. Aragon, Tara Abella, Nazanin Haydarian, Jamie Ann Fuller, Kartik Sawi, Elif Emir Aksus. From the editor, "With every passing year, we recognize the increasing value of the National Federation of the Blind's scholarship program to our national organization. Members of previous scholarship classes stream back to take part in convention activities and assume responsibility, doing anything that they can see needs to be done, including serving as mentors during the following year for the members of the current scholarship class. Each July, everyone looks forward to meeting the new scholarship class and to hearing what its members are doing now and planning to do in the future. This year's class had 3 Ten Brook winners, meaning that they have been previous recipients of a National Federation of the Blind scholarship. In keeping with tradition, the first appearance of the class at a convention session occurred during the meeting of the Board of Directors. Members were introduced by Chair Patty Chang, who gave their names, their home states, and their school states. Here is what Chairman Chang said just before she introduced them, followed by their remarks. I won a scholarship way back in 1985 in Louisville, and in fact, some of the mentors who mentored me are still on the committee. I intended to take the money and run as fast as I could, so I hope that this year's class is just as successful at doing that as I was.
Tara Abella, Indiana, Indiana. Where is the audience today, Mr. President? Are they here?
Well, the rookies will bring the energy. The rookies, you know.
Okay. Go ahead, Tara.
Thank you, Patty Chang and the Board of Directors. I'm so honored and humbled to be here today. I will be a senior at Ball State University, double majoring in elementary education and special education. One of the reasons I wanted to go into education is I believe that there needs to be reform in education. I want to work with students from low-income families in an inclusive setting. Through the convention, I've realized that reform needs to take place here too, in the policies and the attitudes that affect people who are blind in order to reach equality. And so I want to give my leadership and my mentorship and my heart to all of my students and to the National Federation of the Blind so that we can attain the dignity and respect that we deserve, as well as live the lives we want. Thank you very much.
J.J. Aragon is from Colorado, Colorado.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Patty Chen. Thank you, Board of Directors. I am a senior at the University of Northern Colorado. I'm studying human services with an emphasis in rehabilitation. I also hold minors in English and special education. I serendipitously joined the NFB in 2013 after not winning a NFB National Scholarship. And the last 3 years have taught me so much. I have learned what amazing opportunities I have had in my life that not all blind people have. The number one being that I learned Braille when I was 4. I've also learned how many opportunities there are still yet to come in my life that I intend to take full advantage of, and I am so excited to continue to work in the NFB, and my passions within the NFB are membership and outreach. I want to bring more people in and bring those opportunities to our nation's blind, so thank you.
Thank you. I won a scholarship way back in 1985. In fact, some of the mentors who mentored me are still on the committee. I intended to take the money and run as fast as I could. So I hope that this year's class is just as successful at doing that as I was. Denise Admir Doak is next. Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania.
Hello, and thank you, Ms. Chen and Board of Directors. It's an honor to be here. This is my third time in my national convention, and it's my third year in USA. So I'm originally from Turkey. I'm studying counselor education and supervision at Penn State. This is going to be my third year in my program as well. And I am interested in my research. I'm interested in post-secondary transition of blind youth so we can live the life we want. And then I'm also interested in micro-education in daily living and counseling settings. I am a disability advocate for a long time, both here in USA and back in my country, back in Turkey. And I am continue to be an advocate with my Federation family through my research and daily living as well. I am grateful to be here. I love being part of this family. Had a great convention.
Thank you. Sam Biazin is from Oregon, Oregon. And I think I just said that state wrong.
You did.
Every time, Carla, every time.
Hi, all. My name is Sam from Oregon, originally from Ethiopia. Back home, this is such a privilege to be here standing in front of you guys, and thank you so much, the committee, for choosing me. Back home, I was a lawyer, and now my goal is to become a CPA and a treasurer of National Federation of the Blind. And this will happen only and only if you guys will remember to vote for me when time comes.
Jeannie will probably be ready by then.
Yeah, until then, I'll keep learning. Thank you.
Thank you. Megan Barella, California, California.
Good morning, everyone. First, I would like to thank the Scholarship Committee and the National Federation of the Blind for giving me such an amazing opportunity. It is such an honor and a privilege to be here with you today. I am from California, and I'm going to be a freshman at UCLA. I am currently majoring in business economics, and I hope to take classes in computer science and learn more about programming. In the future, I hope to go into business, potentially with an emphasis on programming and coding and computer science. So thank you all.
The first of our three Tembrooks is next, Miss Danielle Burton, Kentucky, Kentucky.
Good morning, fellow Federationists. It's a pleasure to be here this morning. I want to say thank you to the Scholarship Committee for having me here today. I am currently a senior at Morehead State University. I'm majoring in elementary and special education with an emphasis in moderate to severe disabilities. Then I will continue on to get my certification as a teacher of the blind and visually impaired. I love teaching blind children how to be independent and that nothing can stop them and not to let anyone hold them back. Thank you again to the Scholarship Committee for having me here. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Danielle. This next gentleman, Danielle. I'm determined to turn his name around backwards, but I'll try not to. Brennan Carman, New York, New York.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brennan. I'm going into my freshman year at Yale University, and I'm studying biochemistry. Hopefully, one day I want to do translational research to help address upcoming medical issues like antimicrobial resistant diseases. This is my first experience with the Federation, and it's been really amazing so far getting to meet all of my fellow scholarship finalists and all of my mentors so far and all of you. And it's been really amazing and one of the most inspirational experiences I've ever had, actually. So I wanted to thank the Federation and the Scholarship Committee in particular for giving me that opportunity.
Next is Mary Noelle Chamberlain. She is Nebraska, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. I am so happy to be here with my NFB family. My daytime love during the week is a teacher for students with visual impairments and orientation mobility instructor outside of Omaha, Nebraska. My evening and weekend love is working on my doctorate degree through Concordia University in the area of educational leadership, and my dissertation is focusing on orientation and mobility. My all-time love is being a parent of a blind teenager who I just found out is helping out in the the Independence Market. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous. So I thank everybody for being here today. I'm so excited to be with my NFB family, and I'm happy and honored that I was here today as a scholarship winner. Thank you.
You're welcome. This class, following the trend of the last few years, has more women than men. This year we have 5 men and 25 women in the class.
That's not a trend, but that's a permanent
advantage. And keep in mind, we don't even know sometimes from the names whether they're women or men when we pick them. I'm not sure how that happens, Mr. President, but it did again. Nathan Clark is next. Maryland, Maryland.
Good evening, or good afternoon, excuse me, good morning. My name is Nathan Clark. I am from Maryland. I am attending Towson University in Towson, Maryland, majoring in criminal justice, sociology, and anthropology with a goal to be a juvenile probation officer working with at-risk youth in the juvenile justice system. I am currently the vice president of the Maryland Association of Blind Students and the legislative chairman for that committee for the division. I am also a proud graduate of the Louisiana Center for the Blind, and this is my 11th national convention. I want to thank the scholarship committee and my mentors and my fellow scholarship winners for an awesome experience so far this week, and God bless the National Federation of the Blind.
God bless you. Next is Elif Amir Oxus, Ohio, Ohio.
Good morning, everybody. I'm so glad and honored to be here as a scholarship finalist. Thank you to all the scholarship committee and NFB. I am a mental health counselor, and I am a counselor education and supervision PhD student at University of Cincinnati. So I'm coming from Ohio, but I'm from Turkey originally. I would like to be a faculty member and educate counselors, mental health and school counselors, to work with people with disabilities when they need counseling from a multicultural counseling perspective. So hopefully I will be able to do that, and I will be able to practice as a mental health counselor. And my journey with NFB started 4 years ago, and as soon as I arrived to the United States, I just reached the very nice Cincinnati chapter of Ohio. And I would like to thank Ohio and Cincinnati just to making my adjustment very smooth and ease. And NFB is the family, just make me feel or motivate me to learn Braille. I'm still in the process, but the more I become involved, I strongly feel that I need to do it as soon as possible. So I'm in the process, and I will do that. But thanks for the motivation and support to everybody, and have a great convention.
Thank you. Joe, are you here? Are you awake, Joe?
I'm awake.
Laura Ettore, New Jersey, New Jersey. Yay.
Hello, everybody. Oh, my name is Laura Ettore, and I'm from Kenya, but I live and study in New Jersey. I go to Rutgers University in Newark, and I'm majoring in finance and actuarial science. I want to be an actuary. My vocational goals are to be in consultancy and eventually teach actual science to blind and visually impaired students, because we need more blind actuaries. And I would love to give a big thank you to the scholarship committee for giving us this chance. I would love to give a big thank you to the NFB and also my scholarship finalists. I would love to congratulate all of them. Now I know I might have a bit of an accent, but I'd love you to listen to what I have to say next. Just very carefully listen to me. For those of us who are here, I would love to challenge you. Think of the people who will come ahead of you, because if it were not for the people who thought of those who will come ahead of us, we wouldn't be here. Of them, we wouldn't be here. And we all have to learn how to give, because that's the message I'm getting from this board meeting today. We all learn how to give. That's the only way we can grow and become better people. So thank you once again, and I hope you all enjoy yourselves. Have a good day.
We've had past classes where I've heard we're creating too many blind lawyers. That is not the case with this class. This class is very heavy in the STEM fields, but our next winner is going to join the ranks of lawyers.
Hooray!
Jamie Ann Fuller, New Hampshire, Massachusetts.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jamie Ann Fuller. I am from New Hampshire. I graduated from Kenyon College in 2014. I spent a year teaching English in Assisi, Italy on a Fulbright scholarship, and then I spent another year volunteering for the New Hampshire Disability Rights Center. This fall, I will be a 1L at Harvard Law School. I am very interested in studying and hopefully practicing in the area of disability law and policy. This is my very first NFB convention experience. I want to say thank you so much to everyone who has welcomed me so warmly and enthusiastically, and a huge thanks to the scholarship committee for giving me the opportunity to meet the NFB and explore the NFB. I have personally faced discrimination in academics, in my daily life, here in America, abroad in Italy, and others have advocated for me, and they have taught me to advocate for myself. And now I am aiming to advocate for others and pay it forward so that everyone can achieve their dreams. So thank you.
Thank you. This class does contain 8 students who are just about to enter college, meaning that they just finished high school. Our next student is one of those, Deanna Greco, New Jersey, District of Columbia.
Hello, everyone. I'm very excited to be here. This is my first convention, and I swear that by the end of the week, I will be saying live the life that I want in my sleep. But honestly, that sleep doesn't sound like too bad of a thing, because I am exhausted. So I recently graduated from Camden Catholic High School in my hometown, Cherry Hill. I was in every academic honor society. I was president of the French Honor Society, and I graduated 4th in my class, which I see as a big accomplishment. I'm proud of myself. This fall, I will be starting at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C. I will be studying biology on the pre-med track. My ultimate goal is to go to medical school and become a neurologist. I want to practice neurology as well as conduct research on diseases such as Alzheimer's. I find it very important that diseases that have memory loss get treated, because the one thing nobody can take from you is your memories, and I want to help prevent those diseases. Lastly, I would like to thank the scholarship committee for giving me this wonderful opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next finalist is the second of our Tembrook Fellows. We are sticking with the District of Columbia for school and residence, Miss Conchita Hernandez.
Yay, Conchita.
First, I want to thank the members of the scholarship committee, members of the board, and President Riccobono for believing in me and selecting me as a scholarship finalist. I'm a teacher of blind students in Washington, D.C., and I'm tired of professionals telling us that our blind students will not get Braille because they have too much vision. In the Federation, we know that Braille is vital and leads to success. They say there is not research that proves we need it. We know what we need, and as Dr. Maurer said today, we will not wait for it. We will conduct our own research that will lead to the independence of our blind students. That is why I am pursuing a doctorate degree at George Washington University to do research on learning media assessments for blind and low vision students. I could not do any of this without my Federation family, who taught me Braille when no one else would. And now I hope to pass this on to others. Thank you.
Moving south, Nazanin Hedarian, Texas, Texas.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Nazanin Hedarian, and I'm a PhD student at the University of Texas at El Paso. I have a master's degree in clinical psychology, and I'm working toward a PhD in health psychology. I am interested in conducting research to improve the communication between healthcare providers and people with disabilities from the perspectives of people with disabilities. My career goal is to become a research scientist at a medical school where I will pursue my research interests in the applied setting. This is the second day of my first NFB convention, and I have already learned so much from mentors, other finalists, and convention sessions. I will bring back these learnings to my community back in El Paso, Texas, and my work as a researcher. And I'd like to congratulate the other finalists, and I'd also like to thank the scholarship board and the funding mechanisms that make this the opportunity to support blind scholars in a significant way possible. I'm humbled to be here. Thank you very much, and enjoy your convention.
Hopefully Virginia's still here. Sharon Jose, Virginia, Virginia.
Thank you, Ms. Patty Chang and the board of directors for allowing me to speak here. I just graduated from high school and will be a freshman at George Mason University this fall, majoring in computer science. I have had the opportunity to work in the neural engineering lab at GMU for the past 2 years. I would like to continue interdisciplinary research in neuroscience and artificial intelligence, and I hope to pursue a career in the computer science and engineering field. I heard about the NFB through the scholarship program, and this is my first convention. I'm truly grateful to the scholarship committee and the Federation for selecting me as a finalist and welcoming me into the Federation family. Thank you so much.
When I received my scholarship, I had just graduated from Michigan State University and I was moving to Chicago. So my states were Michigan, Illinois. Next we have Matthew Miller, Illinois, Michigan.
Hello, my name is Matthew Miller. I have just graduated high school. I'll be beginning my first year at Michigan State University this coming fall. Thank you for Michigan State people. Studying actuarial science. And I would also like to thank the NFB. While this is my first convention, I attended several programs when I was younger that encouraged me, such as the STEM EQ program, that who really encouraged me to pursue a STEM field, even when even my own parents, in a loving way, were maybe encouraging me not too worried about whether it was possible. They really showed me it was possible, and they're part of the reason why I plan to join the ever-growing population of blind students and blind employees in STEM fields.
Thank you.
At the end.
Next is Garrett Mooney, Arizona, Arizona.
Good morning, everyone. First, I would like to thank the committee and the Federation for awarding me this scholarship.
I am a senior at Arizona State University, where I will attend law school in a year and hopefully practice family law. Being a scholarship winner has been one of the most rewarding opportunities I've ever had. Being mentored by this committee has shown me that the Federation does exactly what it does, and it changes what it means to be blind. And we show everyone here that we can live the lives we want. Thank you.
Katie Olson, Iowa, Iowa.
Hi everyone, my name's Katie Olson and I'm from Granger, Iowa. I'll be entering my junior year of my undergrad this fall at Central College. I'm a double major, majoring in kinesiology and psychology. And after my undergrad, I hope to attend physical therapy school to get my doctorate in physical therapy and hopefully work with children. I also do a lot of mission work and I'm really passionate about that. And I'd really love to do something involving that, maybe going over to Haiti, one of the locations that I do most of my mission work in. And I'd love to go over and empower blind people overseas. And I really want to thank my scholarship mentors and the scholarship committee for this great opportunity. And I'm looking forward to a great week. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next finalist, I wouldn't even need to give you her area of the country because as soon as she speaks, you can hear it. Chelsea Page, Louisiana, Louisiana.
Good morning, Federation family. I would like to first thank the members of the scholarship committee as well as the NFB board and as well as the NFB as a whole for allowing me to have this wonderful opportunity. I am attending Louisiana Tech University, in which I am obtaining my Master's of Arts in Teaching Blind Students, where I want to work in particularly with blind infants and toddlers and their families to ensure that they get the services they deserve so that the blind students can live the lives they want and compete on terms of equality with their sighted peers.
Massachusetts has been doing a very good job of building their youth programs. So we have more applicants this year from Massachusetts, and Massachusetts can boast the most finalists this year. We move to Precious Perez, Massachusetts, Massachusetts.
Hi, everyone. I am thrilled to be here today. I will be starting my freshman year at Berklee College of Music in the fall, and I plan to pursue a double major in music education and vocal performance in the hopes of changing what it means to be blind by living the life I want and teaching others to do the same. I am immensely grateful for this opportunity. Thank you, Patty Chang. Thank you to the Scholarship Committee. Thank you, Board of Directors, and to my Federation family. I love you all so much. Thank you.
I have not heard her sing yet, and I'm hoping she'll do so at one of these parties we've been talking about. Next is a non-traditional student that many of us know and love, Donna Posant, Michigan, Michigan.
Hello, Federation family. I'm really glad to be here. Yesterday, I realized that this is not my first NFB scholarship. I remembered that in 1974, when I graduated from high school, I was given a scholarship by the National Federation of the Blind of West Virginia to attend college in the fall. Okay. The reason I have that to be quite so memorable is because I was going for a degree in biology, but 1 week into school, my dreams got rerouted because no one knew how to teach a blind girl about biology, chemistry, and I sure didn't know how to learn because I had no skills of blindness. I graduated with a degree in social work and headed off to Philadelphia to have a job there. But thankfully, the greatest thing that happened was I met the National Federation of the Blind and attended my first national convention in 1979 in Miami Beach. Fast forward, 34 years later, after rubbing shoulders with many blind people, especially blind parents and blind vendors, I still wanted to learn about the science stuff, so I went back to the University of Michigan, where last year I graduated with a degree in environmental studies, and I started a Birding by Year and Beyond program in the Environmental Center. After I graduated, I was hired to continue that work there with the university, and I'm so thankful to have gotten this scholarship so I continue and will be able to continue to be a graduate student while I'm working at the university. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Our next finalist makes me smile when I get too serious. Syed Rizvi, Massachusetts, Texas.
Brought to the United States by my parents, in part to escape genocide, but also in the hopes of seeking a brighter future. To our dismay, the streets were not paved with gold. Blindness began to consume my life when luckily I was found by the Federation and they guided me to end, well, put on hold my undergraduate education, quit my job, and move 2,000 miles away to LCB. There, I not only gained the tools I needed to live the life I wanted, but also learned from mentors like Pam and Roland that blindness didn't have to dictate my happiness. With newfound vigor, I threw myself into work for the Federation. I currently stand as the MassAB's president and now the NAB's second VP. I'm working this summer for the Massachusetts State House in Boston to enforce ADA compliancy. In the fall, I recontinue my college education at the University of Texas at Austin. One day, I will be the best civil rights lawyer in the world, fighting for all underrepresented minorities. Thank you.
Next is Dexter Rowell, Massachusetts, Massachusetts.
Hey, everybody. First off, I'd like to thank the NFB Scholarship Committee for giving me this opportunity. I'm a rookie at convention, and you know, the time I've spent here has been really, really inspiring. So I graduated in 2014 from Northeastern University, and in the fall, I'll be a 1L law student at Northeastern School of Law. One of the things that my blindness has taught me is something about social alchemy. And what that means to me is sort of taking resources and things that have been underused and overlooked, and turning them into gold, essentially. So I hope to use my skills that I learned as a lawyer to bring economic development and food justice to those areas most in need of social alchemy. And one of the things I'd like to close with is that one of the other things that my blindness has taught me is about patience. And through that, I've learned that life is about who makes it and not about who makes it the fastest.
Headed out west, Kartik Sahani, California, California.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Karthik, and it's a pleasure and an honor to be here. Thank you, Scholarship Committee and the NFB, for not only the scholarship, but for my first, but definitely not the last convention. I will be a senior at Stanford University, majoring in computer science with a focus on artificial intelligence and human-computer interaction. I grew up and spent most of my life in India, where I personally faced several challenges, especially studying sciences, and also saw many of my friends facing the same challenges. And that is when I decided that things had to change. And so I developed technology that can empower blind students across the world to truly live the life that they want. And with the Federation, I think we definitely will be able to achieve a day when all blind people around the world can live the life that they want. And I'm looking forward to getting to know you, learning from you, and working with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Kennedy Stomberg, Minnesota, Iowa. Woohoo!
Good morning, everybody. I am going to be a junior at Coe College in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
I am studying neuroscience, and after my undergraduate, I would like to pursue some sort of research because I am really, really fascinated and interested in learning how biology and chemistry affect the way that we think and behave. And I really love being here at convention, and I'm super grateful to the committee and happy for my fellow scholarship finalists. Thank you.
Next is Ms. Corgan Waters, Tennessee, Tennessee.
Hi, my name is Corgan Waters. I am from Dayton, Tennessee. This fall, I will be attending the University of Tennessee as a biology major on the pre-med track. I will be working towards becoming a pathologist, and I would like to eventually work in regenerative medicine with stem cells. I think that medicine has come very far, but it has a very long way to go, and I would like to be a part of that. Gandhi did say, "Be the change you wish to see in the world," and that's exactly what I want to do. I would like to thank the scholarship committee and the entire federation for giving me the opportunity to be here, and this is my first time at convention, but it definitely won't be my last. Thank you.
This class is especially active on Facebook, and in fact, the class got together and did a call before convention, and I was not invited. So I think this was a great thing because they can ask all the questions that they don't want to ask me. Without further ado, Catherine Webster is next. She is Connecticut, North Carolina.
Good morning, my Federation family. Thank you, President Riccobono, Chairwoman Patty Chang, the Scholarship Committee, and the entire National Federation of the Blind for providing me with this incredible opportunity. I am a rising senior at Wake Forest University studying statistical business and computer science. I would not be and could not be succeeding in these courses if it was not for the National Federation of the Blind. This organization has taught me and continues to teach me the necessary tools to advocate, educate, and compete on an equal playing field to our sighted counterparts. Let us continue to change and to challenge our limits as proud members of the National Federation of the Blind. Thank you.
Back out west, Miss Cassidy Wild, Utah, Utah.
Yay. Hello, Federation. I will be attending the University of Utah for the fall semester, majoring in psychology. I have a passion for helping people, and I want to become a life coach so that I can help others to live the lives that they want to live. I'd like to thank the Scholarship Committee, the National Federation of the Blind, and President Riccobono for this opportunity and for letting me win this be a scholarship finalist. And I'd like to say that you will not regret this, and I will be paying it forward and helping others in my career. Thank you.
Great. And our final finalist is Jonna Wright, Georgia, Georgia.
Hey, everybody. First, I just want to say thank you to Chairwoman Patty Chang, the Scholarship Committee, and the entire Federation for giving me this opportunity. I never thought, growing up as a kid in small town Georgia, that I would be at the National Federation of the Blind Convention, but it is amazing. I will be attending Mercer University this fall as a double major in psychology and holistic education to achieve my ultimate goal of becoming a teacher of the visually impaired. I believe that all children should have access to equal education and not feel excluded or alienated in any way, and I love to advocate, so that's why I plan to be a TBI, and I also plan to maybe hold a leadership role in the NFB one day. Again, thank you so much for having me here today.
A photo appears at this point, the caption, Conchita Hernandez. At the banquet, Conchita Hernandez won the $12,000 Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship. Here is what she said.
Thank you, Federation family. Thank you, Patty Chang, members of the committee, President Roccobono, every single one of you that believed in me. Before I joined the Federation, I didn't have a horrible life, but I settled. I settled for having a less independent life. I settled for not doing everything for myself. I settled for not achieving the best that I could achieve. And so you all believed in me. The National Federation of the Blind does not settle. We tell parents, do not settle for less than the ultimate excellent education for your children. We tell students, do not settle when your materials are not accessible and you cannot get your textbooks. We tell parents, do not settle when you are being denied the right to parent as a blind individual. We tell our children, do not settle when you are not allowed to participate in activities. And so I just want to say thank you for teaching me not to settle. I'm a teacher of blind students in Washington, D.C. And every day I see how students are settling and parents are settling. I plan to do research on learning reading media assessments so that we can prove that our children do need Braille, because we will not settle until we get it. Thank you so much, and so we can all live the lives we want.
Following is a complete list of 2016 scholarship finalists and the awards they received. In addition to the awards listed below, each finalist also received $1,000 and additional prizes personally donated by Dr. Ray Kurzweil. $1,000 from Google and the newest Chromebook, and a $1,000 certificate to the purchase of Independent Science Technologies, specifically the new SciVoice Talking Lab Quest. $3,000 NFB Scholarships, 15. Tara Abella, J.J. Aragon, Denise Ademir Doak, Danielle Burton, Nathan Clark, Deanna Greco, Zanin Haydarian, Matthew Miller, Katie Olson, Chelsea Page, Donna Posant, Dexter Rowell, Kennedy Stomberg, Corgan Waters, and Jana Wright. $3,000 Charles and Betty Allen Scholarship, Samra Witt, Biazin. $3,000 Expedia Scholarships, 2, Megan Borella, and Kardik Solny. $3,000 Charles and Melva T. Owen Memorial Scholarship, Mary Noelle Chamberlain. $3,000 NFB Science and Engineering Division Scholarship, Cassidy Wild. $3,000 Adrian Ash Memorial Scholarship, Sharon Jose. $3,000 EU and Jean Parker Scholarship, Garrett Mooney. $5,000 NFB Scholarship, Brennan Carmen. $5,000 Pearson Scholarship, Elif Amir Aksus. $5,000 Mimi and Marvin Sandler Scholarship, Jamie Ann Fuller. $5,000 Larry Streeter Memorial Scholarship, Precious Perez. $8,000 Oracle Scholarship for Excellence in a STEM Field, Lara Ittori. $8,000 Oracle Scholarship for Excellence in Computer Science, Syed Rizvi. $10,000 Charles and Melva T. Owen Memorial Scholarship, Catherine Webster. $12,000 Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship, Conchita Hernandez.